It's nighttime out here in Waikiki, Hawaii, Honolulu. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. This is the second podcast in Hawaii. We got the squad. You already know we got Brian on the mic. We got Jay on the mic.
What's up?
We're here to just share. So, Brian, what happened?
Bro, it's our second night out here, bro. And I already got into a fucking fight, bro. I got into a fist fight. Nah, imagine. Oh.
Dude, I was about to say, no way.
I was getting a tattoo. I wasn't with the homies. They were out filming some other stuff for their channels. And then I leave the tattoo shop with my phone at like 1%. So I started walking around just looking for an outlet. Ended up walking for like 40 minutes because I was going to like every place. I was going to... I was checking gas stations. I was checking, I was even just checking, on the sides of buildings and behind buildings, in banks, parking lots and stuff.
You should try Starbucks.
Dude, I couldn't find anything. I had time to look at my map once.
Yeah.
And I saw that there was a McDonald's, a few blocks up. So I started going that direction, checked a bunch of stuff. I walk into this store. It was a CVS type of store, but it was called something else, some Hawaiian shit.
ABC.
And I walk around, I buy some Aquaphor for my tattoo. And I was, scoping out the whole place, as if it's a skate spot. I was, scoping it out real quick before security came over. Nah, and then I saw by, the photo where you can print photos, that machine was plugged into an outlet and had an open outlet. And I was all right, fuck it. So right before I paid for my stuff, I plugged my phone in and there was, I hid my phone so no one could see it underneath the thing. So I was chilling. And then I paid for my stuff. By the time I got back to my phone, it was turned on. It was at 2%. I sent you guys a text asking for a meeting at the hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's what you said.
And right when I was texting you guys, I should have just called the Uber right there since my phone turned on. But as soon as I sent that text, this lady comes over. She could have been cool, but she was like, this is exactly how she said it. She was like, are you charging your phone? And I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, no, you can't be doing that in here. Why the fuck couldn't she just be like, hey, sorry, you actually can't be using the outlets. She was like, dude, I felt like just asking her, why you gotta be such a bitch about it? I was just like, oh, all right. And then, I stood there for a minute, and she was like, yeah, sorry, you gotta go.
I was like, fuck, she just kicked you out.
Yeah, so even though I'd already paid for this shit. And then, so I leave.
You didn't even tell her why, you need a fucking...
Nah, I was like, this lady just sounds like too much of a bitch. She's nothing I could tell her right now is gonna make her be like, oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. This bitch was having a bad day or some shit. Oh, fuck. So then I keep walking around. I try McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box. I'm everywhere, nothing, bro. I'm checking in the bathrooms of these places to see if they have, outlet. I'm checking behind. Nothing, bro. So, long story short, I walk around for 40 minutes. I find the 7-Eleven. At this point, I'm just going to, use an outlet, bro. I don't care what anyone says. So I see their ice cream machine in 7-Eleven, one of their freezer things, is plugged into an outlet and it has an open one next to it. I stick my shit in there, and as soon as I plug it in, the one of the ladies, it was these Asian ladies working, she's immediately on my ass. She's like, what are you doing back there? And I was like, oh, I'm just charging my phone. She was like, no, you can't be doing that in here. And I was like, okay, for sure. And I just stood there, dude, waiting for my phone to turn on. And I was like, she was standing right next to me, 2 feet away. I was just looking down, just ignoring her. She was just dogging me out, bro. And then she called her manager. Manager came over. Same thing happened. I was just like, okay, yeah, I'll leave in a minute. Just stood there. My phone turns on. I start texting ordering the Uber. And then they're like, dude, they're just getting fed up. They're like, you need to leave. Dude, this bitch walked. I'm next to a door in the back, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those swinging doors that's just no handle or anything. It just swings. I'm standing there. This door hits me in the fucking ass. And I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck? I turn around. This bitch was in the room. But she let that door swing at me on purpose, bro. She was trying to get me to leave, bro. And I just stood there for five to 10 minutes. And then finally, my phone gets up to dude, I'm still only at 3%. And my order's Ubered. And finally, they come over, and one of them's like, okay, fine, you can charge your phone in the front for 5 minutes, just so we can see you, in the front so we can see. And I was like, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. I went, I plugged my phone in, I let it sit there. I was like, all right, I feel I feel bad. Like, they're being nice now. I'm going to buy something. I bought some stuff. Fucking. And then my Uber came. Fucking. That's the story. Fucking, I walked around Hawaii streets for 40 minutes.
Dang, you're fucking
with a dead phone.
Look at you, man.
Dude, it sucks when you don't have a charger and your phone's dead. But, like, for some reason, it just hit different. Like, it was worse having a charger but not having anywhere to plug it in. Because, like, I'm so close. But it's just like blue balls.
See, that's when you stop using your phone and get a compass and just find your way back to the fucking hotel.
Yeah, dude, I was like, I'm that's fucking, I felt like helpless, bro. Like, I literally felt like, dude, like, that's why I like having a car.
Yeah.
Like, having a car, because I could have just got in my car and charged it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, if I don't have a charger, I could just buy the charger. Like, I have money. I just didn't have a fucking place to plug this shit in.
So,
you know?
While that is all happening, me and Jay were at the spot where he originally lost his board. We couldn't find it. I fell in trying to do an ollie for a thumbnail.
Trying to get a thumbnail. I was stressing out looking for my board. We're ollie, we're everywhere.
Like, previous attempts were kind of cool. Like, but they were baby, and they were like, all right, Jay, I'm going to actually go for this one. It was the worst attempt, and I fell in. Once again, I was like almost drowning.
Just drowning.
And Jay's like recording and trying to grab this. I was like, what the fuck, this guy? And then drowning. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Got up. So.
Hey, bro, content, bro, you tell me.
I was thinking, bro, what if I actually die? What does Jay do? Does he just like leave my body there? Run for help? What?
I don't know.
What you were that probably, deep in your thoughts? You were already thinking.
I was like,
he was like, yeah, he was under the holy fucking shit. Water, bro, and I didn't know what to do. I'm like,
he was still holding my camera. I feel like he was like, this is good content. Should I let go?
But the thing was, it was for his camera, so I was like, all right, he would want this.
He would want like, this?
He would want this. As a YouTuber to YouTuber, you would want this, bro. Don't cap.
That's hilarious.
You wanted that. You watch back and be like, yeah.
I'll look at it tonight. I'll be like,
bro.
So you fell in with your board?
No, with the other board. Hell no, I'm not.
Oh, kidding. Okay.
Nah, yeah,
I was going to say we all took L's on my board on our boards because my board fucking snapped in the airport.
Your board
snapped.
Have
we talked about that? We didn't talk about that, huh?
No.
So we're at LAX. There's this fat ass 12 stair.
Oh,
I'm not gonna make this a long story. Holy shit, this fool's dropping everything. There's this fat ass 12 stair. Mowgli was talking about skating it, joking around, and then Jay was like, "I'll give you $100 if you ollie it first try."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Swear!" And he was like, "Okay, realistically, I'll give you like 25." I was like,
I see this guy jump off triple sets, bro. He's $100 is too fucking.
My mind was already like, "I'm sending this." Like, I just want to do this right now. And then I would have fucking tried it for like $5 at that point. Fucking.
What the fuck? $5? You're going to let me give you $100. Aw, you're a fucking skimpy. Go ahead. Keep telling.
And then tried one. Kicked out. Kind of hurt my feet. Nobody really told me shit. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to send it one more time. Send it one more time for free. Because this shit's funny.
For
and then
free.
Snapped my board before we even got on the plane. So I've been boardless this whole trip. But it's cool. You know, it's not like I've been walking everywhere. Oh, wait. Yeah, I have fucking walking around town. Imagine I have my board, bro. That shit would have been quick.
Bro, you're not boardless. You're deckless, bro. Oh, yeah, I'm boardless. I don't have shit. You got my board in the water.
After we got done with the spot, we saw an eel in the water.
I told you.
That's what that was?
Yeah. We it was saw
like an eel, bro.
It was blue.
Is that what Jason said?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, it was like wiggling around.
Did you guys have the goggles on?
No.
We're above it
that
already.
That shit didn't even work for us.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck the goggles.
Oh, the goggles didn't work under the water?
Yeah, they didn't
really work. I'm going to have a petition to cancel goggles, bro. Those have to get out the world. They don't even work,
wait,
bro.
So you saw that eel thing above the water? Like it
yeah,
came out the water?
We saw it at the top because like, it was kind of clear compared to yesterday.
I thought this is when you told me that you saw like that. He just said it was a long fish.
Bro,
Jay was like, oh, we saw a long fish like this long.
Blue.
When you told me that, I was picturing like you had the goggles on underwater and that shit was like right here.
Oh, no.
Fuck, like right in front of your face.
No, we're already out the water. We're looking down to see if we could see the bottom of the floor. And then we're like, oh, my God, maybe we could find it. And then we saw a fucking, I guess, an eel.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I got a tattoo today across my fingers, one on each finger.
Really?
Does this tattoo count as one tattoo or is this 8 tattoos since it's on 8 of my fingers?
Oh, shit.
Is this 8 tattoos?
You got
I'd probably say that's 8 fucking tattoos, bro. You got 8 tattoos.
I got 8 tattoos. Look, because when I spread my fingers,
you don't got, hey, I got tattoos.
But what about the question, like, oh, how much was that tattoo? They're not going to say tattoos.
You're going to say, like,
let me see.
You're going to say $25 each. No, that's not the math. $20
each. I think it is. 25.
25 each?
Yeah. 25 each, because 25 times 4 is 100. 100.
Oh, shit, I'm right.
Quick math.
I'm fucking smart.
How much was that tattoo? $25.
Really? Really?
Yeah, for each finger.
Hey, that's a good answer, though.
Yeah, you should start saying that. It's a conversation.
And then they'll do the math and be like, $200 for those little letters? Jake, hey, why do I always get fucked over paying hella money for tattoos?
You don't think about it?
I mean, it's not like way over expensive. Like, it's about average.
Bro, you
like,
literally just called the guy lip tattoo?
Me and Jay got lip tattoos. And
oh, yeah.
I paid $100 for mine, bro.
I paid 60. I could have got it for 20, but.
Fool's trying to charge me 200 on the phone. I was like,
200?
Nah, for this shit, bro.
Well, he did charge you, but your homie helped you.
Yeah, no, we got him to go down to 150.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when he heard that my homie was going to pay the other 50, because I told him I'm not going over 100, then I think he didn't even like bother asking him for it.
Yeah, everyone's fucking.
Yeah, and then my fucking tattoo under my ear was $100. Just because they had a shop minimum. I was like, all right, fuck it. I respect it. And because it was another... Dude, I always book these shits like last minute.
Last minute, bro. Cause it's
dude, we want. Barely talked about this tattoo in the pool.
Remember? Yeah.
Like, I already had it in mind, tattoo. Obviously, for a while. But, yeah. I was just like, I wanted to get a tattoo out here.
You spent $200 on a tattoo? That's crazy. I think the most I spent on a tattoo was $115.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the one on my rib. That's
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to eventually get, like, more detailed shit. Yeah. Like, on my arm. Like those.
Oh, those are gonna be like thousands,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not. The most I'd probably pay for one is like $500 for dude, one single tat.
I have a homie who got like a really detailed one on his arm, his forearm. It's pretty good. It was like a $1,500. He said,
"Holy fuck, $1,500." Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Mowgli, how much you spend money on your tattoos?
My tattoos, the most?
Yeah,
just $100.
$100?
Yeah, and then I got my boss to give me it for free.
Oh, Aaron Cairo. Aaron Cairo. That's yeah. A good guy, Aaron? Right there.
Yeah, he did that one right there. Like legit.
Aaron did that one? Did you make a video out of this?
Yeah.
He did.
Man. It was for Vlogmas. My boss gives me tattoos. No, Aaron Cairo tattoos me.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's awesome. That. I think that's dope.
Fuck you. I want to watch that after this podcast, bro.
You want to give me a tattoo?
Yeah.
I'll buy the stuff.
Swear.
And we'll have like a tattoo artist there just in case so they could like fix it up or something. Well, let me think. Let me get what I mean by think. Let me think of something. Tattoo? Let me think of a good tattoo.
We're all over here looking at
it. Aaron did that. Yeah, Aaron did that.
That's impressive. Has he ever given someone a tattoo?
No, he like
that's perfect.
Dead ass. I was like,
wait.
What the fuck is it?
It's from an anime. It's like, okay. It's
bro, yeah,
that's
I didn't like, know
what
it was.
That's really good.
what
is it?
Yeah, and someone who doesn't watch an anime or whatever it was, like, you won't know what that is. I didn't know what it was until you told me.
Yeah, it's like a magician.
I mean, I still don't know what it is, but it's like, it makes sense. That's what
I
it,
like it.
I know. I mean, like, it makes sense for the story you're saying, but I don't watch the anime, so I don't know what it looks like.
Hey, the pricing makes sense, though. Like, you like showed me. $1,500 for, like, some details, because that's art, you know? Like,
yeah.
That makes sense. I just, I mean, I don't fucking have that kind of money to just be, like, spending on some tats.
Apparently you do.
Later on, you will.
Run it, bro. You already got it.
I'll get those, like, later. You know, I'm not tripping, like, if I ever want to get, like, some
details. What do you think your mom's going to say about your knuckles?
Oh.
I mean,
so I have cut that out. A lot of people know, but I have this like little heart on my hand that I just let my homie freehand. He just did like a little tracing and then he just freehanded it. It's like this smallest little thing. Like from afar, it just looks like I have a bug on my arm.
Yeah.
Right on my hand. Like my mom didn't really like this. She was like, I just hate these like stupid little tattoos with nothing like, you know, just how it's
like
just,
no meaning or
it's
something.
Just small. Yeah. It's just like, she doesn't like that. She's more of like, she wants art. I don't know how she'll feel about the letters on my fingers.
Bro, they look good, bro.
I just drooled nice. All over the bed.
It's all good. I do that a lot in my sleep.
I feel like, honestly, I have no idea what her reaction will be.
Are you going to film it?
Nah. I'll probably film it. But, like, I filmed her reaction to this one. And.
Did you upload that?
Nah.
Story?
Nah, I just filmed her reaction and it wasn't anything special. So I just didn't post it anywhere. And then I filmed her reaction to my arm one. And again, like, it wasn't anything special, so I didn't post it anywhere.
Yeah.
It was just like...
They're good memories to have, though.
Yeah, I just kept them. I'll probably do the same thing off film when I show her these, but...
How?
But like, how it's not like she's going to... Yeah, I don't know how to... I'll just show her one hand.
One hand. Late. Or I'll show her this one. It says club.
She'll be like, what club? Are you in a gang? Why are you getting all these tattoos?
The Mickey Mouse Club. I'll do the same bitch, but it's going to be your mom. You can't tell her that.
But nah, she probably wouldn't trip, though. Nah, it's like, and I just did the face tattoo prank on her, so she's like a little... She'll be like, at least it's not your face, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you're little and you want to ask your parents for $20, but you're scared of what they'll say.
Yeah.
So you ask them for $100, and then when they say no, you're like, all right, what about 20? And then it like lightens their brain, you know?
They're like, that's chilling.
My mom would be like, nah, nothing. I'll just took it anyway.
My mom never gave me money. Never.
Never?
No.
Dude, I like
never give me money.
I lived off my parents till I got a job.
McDonald's?
Like anytime I was going to like LA to go skate with friends, like before I was 18, I was just like, could I have money to go eat? Get like $5, $10, sometimes shit they were balling.
Damn, imagine having a kid and doing that. Hell no, if we're not getting $20.
Like I didn't like asking my mom, because every time I asked her, like, fucking pissed. I was always scary, you know. I don't like her seeing her mad. So like my grandma would always hook it up.
Hey, shout out to grandma, bro. I wish I had one.
I'd ask her for a few dollars and she'd give me like 20. I'd be like, oh, thanks. Fucking blessed.
So
blessed.
Your mom actually saw the story of like the cats, because we were like next to that water spot. Oh, yeah. There's like cats and we were just trying to pet them. And she told me that Ventura had like a spot with a bunch of cats there, but like they stopped allowing people to feed them. And I was just thinking, that's crazy, because like we saw this crazy cat on a rock. This fool looked beat up. Just taking photos of it, and then it just got up and I was shook, because like it was all skinny and bony. And I was thinking, these cats deserve to get fed.
Yeah,
that's fucked up. Like,
bro, it was gonna rain too. Like, it was raining, dude.
Yeah, it was sprinkling, and it was like the storm was coming or whatever. We're like, oh, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, it looked like a storm was gonna happen. Right there,
bad
bro.
For animals.
Hey, it's bro, crazy. Fuck it. They lived that life. They know what's up. They in the hood. But like, it was.
Yeah. At the same time, it's like they're fucking bum ass cats. Like, go get a job. Go get a job. Like, bro. You know, like support yourself. Like,
fucking
hey, bum ass cats.
Hey, bummy.
Nah, but I'd be feeling bad. You ever kill like a bug or something, and you start thinking like, damn, that bug had a family, you know?
Save a bug for me.
Like, just like a little fly or something.
A little no, but think about it like this. That fool got reincarnated to something better.
Shit.
Probably like a cat.
Upgraded, bro.
There's this black cat that was just messing around with us, too.
Yeah, bro, we filmed it. That shit was hilarious. That fool was just trying to... Dude, that cat was having fun, and Mowgli was just trying to pet it the whole time. It was just running around, and then you go, fuck.
Oh yeah, when you said
the one that was running in the rain, that one we saw it again.
Yeah, these fools.
Oh really? Yeah, we saw it again. Both of them.
So while you got your ass slammed by the door, do you want to say the story?
What I got? What
happened? The guys from Arizona.
I got a story, bro.
Oh my god!
Wait, dude, I got a story first.
All right, you
go first.
I got
one of my goals, dude. All
right, go ahead.
I jerked off in a tattoo shop.
No.
While getting a tattoo.
I've been there, done that.
My hands are occupied, bro.
I did it, my first tattoo.
Now, what's your story, bro?
Okay, so we're riding back. We bought some bikes. We got bikes. We rented some. And then we're cruising through the city of Hawaii, and it's a fucking Saturday night, so a lot of people are drinking or getting lit. So we ran into these group of white kids, and then they're like...
They're from Arizona.
Yeah, they're from Arizona, and two of them are from out here. They're like, hey, let me get on. I'm like, all right, fucking hop on. So he sits on my bike, and I'm like, you know, in front of him, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't think this through. Now this guy's fucking dick is in my ass, and I literally feel it, bro. Like, he's wearing shorts, and I'm, you know, my shorts I've been wearing, the one you kept saying I like thickened, those ones, I'm wearing those fucking shorts. I know this sounds weird what I just said, but like,
I'm just trying to picture, like, how do you feel? That's what, how do you
okay,
know
bro.
It's his dick? Like, you
I tried to sit on the chair too, and I sat on his fucking dick, bro. And I told Mowgli, I'm like, he's like, was it big? I was like, that
was
shit
he hard?
Was small, bro. Like,
what the fuck?
I'm not, hey, not no you, homo.
Dude,
I swear
I
to God,
I don't have feeling in my ass. I wouldn't be able to feel.
No, bro, you don't want to.
He had the spandex shorts.
No, I don't.
I didn't know.
But like when he asked, I was like, yeah, fuck it. Okay, it sounded cool, the idea. But then he sat on it and I was like, how the fuck do I do this without it being weird? And I even told him, like, bro, I feel your dick. And he was just laughing. Yeah, I was like, bro, this is weird. And then
after it starts getting bigger after you tell him that.
Oh my God, bro. I would have literally done a willy and dropped his ass. But yeah, I told him, and then they're being cool. They're like, yo, where are you from? And we told them LA and everything. And they just, we just parted ways.
They told us to go to the Maui Brewing.
So we're going to not go there tonight. We're going to stay here.
Yeah. I mean, we got to finish business here anyways. Jay got to get monetized on YouTube because he got denied.
I got denied.
Really? Wait, what? Why? Dude,
okay. This is fucking ridiculous.
They don't fuck with me, bro.
No. It's not that. For some reason, it says his address is an America Samoa or something like that.
I am American Samoan.
It's like not from America, but America Samoa or something.
Yeah, bro.
Like
that. So,
what does that even mean?
I don't know. We tried to get monetized, but it didn't let me. It said I got denied.
So, we
got
to go for round two and apply
round
again.
Round two, bro. Round two, baby. I'm going to quit after I get monetized.
You meet the two requirements, though? It's like 1,000 subs, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then it's like 10,000 hours of watch time in a year?
40. No, four. Four.
Or 4,000?
4,000 now. Well,
but you meet both of those?
Yeah.
They still denied
you. They denied my ass.
No, it's because his address. I swear. It doesn't say from the United States. It's from somewhere else.
It says American Samoan.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
I don't know how he got that address.
But there's no when I get that, I'm going to quit my job.
Wait. Have you ever seen those car like food reviews? Like people just sit and do like a little self mukbang and they like review food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that like... You could do anything on YouTube. And
bro. I'm telling you. That's crazy. Hey, what were you going to ask me? In the elevator? You said, I got a question for you, but I'm going to save it because you won't even think about it. I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. He almost forgot about it.
Hold on, Dane. I need to think about this. Oh, what did I say?
I told you to tell me.
You don't remember?
No. I swear. What were we talking about? It'll trigger it.
Maybe it was like coming or jerking off, maybe. Because you said, I got a question for you, but I don't want you to think about it too much.
You don't remember?
No.
Dude, this fool even said...
I'm going to write it down.
He was like, I don't forget questions that I want to ask people. And now he's sitting here fucking...
That's gone.
Oh my God.
It must have not been that important if I forgot.
What the fuck? No, dude, bro.
I'm mad, bro. I'm leaving.
Drop the mic.
I'm out of here, bro. Fuck this.
Shit. Dude, my brain, there's so much shit going on in my brain. They're all wiring and whatnot. I got to think. All right, what were we talking about?
Fucking room.
What were we talking about?
I can't believe, bro.
Damn.
Give me one reason why I should have rocked this fool.
I forgot. I don't even know what I was thinking about.
It's all good.
Nah, because if you don't remember it right now, you're not going to fucking remember, bro.
Yeah, I better not hear you tell me later either.
I'm so...
If you remember later...
I'm so curious what this question was, bro.
It's probably not even that important. Damn.
Yeah, it probably wasn't.
Yeah, it probably wasn't.
It's not a big deal.
It sounded so good. You were like, I got a question for you. Like,
nah, I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Fuck!
Like, if you were saving it, it had to have been, like, somewhat, like, at least funny.
Shit.
Or, like, I'm
literally stressing right now. Don't do it.
Because I forgot.
If you guys see Mosley right now, this guy's stressing. He's stressing big time.
This just sucks.
Dude, I had an Oreo ice cream earlier. This is what the podcast has come to.
This is talking about food.
That Oreo ice cream I had earlier, fucking amazing. I want to go get another one.
Damn. Let's go.
Let's bring the podcast down to the...
No, place. Bro, that'd be fucking funny,
We start bro. Walking, you hear a random shit going on.
Hey, dude, bro. I broke an exit sign earlier.
Bro, think about it.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I jumped up and hit my head on an exit sign for it to, like, wobble around, and it broke.
I had a brilliant idea.
What's your idea?
Take this shit downstairs where everything's popping, and it's, like, podcast, and have people, what do you guys think?
Say some shit, bro. It should be funny as fuck.
The mobile podcast.
I just put that shit in my pocket, bro.
Dude, it's a Saturday night in Hawaii, and we're just in the hotel room.
Should we bring this shit downstairs?
Dude, you be lit, bro. Yo, we out here walking. We got some Waikiki right now. I'm gonna get some ABC food right now.
Chilling with the homies in the Assen Hotel.
Hey, I felt like I was about to go in, and then I just
couldn't think of shit.
All right, you go. You're next. I got the beatbox.
You guys want to hear my shit?
Ready?
Yeah. Hey. Yay. Hey.
All right, I thought of some bars.
All right. whatever.
Yeah, it's not even a freestyle anymore because I already thought about it.
Nah, bro.
Chilling with the homies in the Aston Hotel. The homie Jay keeps farting. I already lost my
this
flow.
This fool had a whole thought process.
I still couldn't come through.
I'm finna wreck this bitch. I suck at freestyle, bro.
Chilling with the homies in the Aston Hotel. The homie keeps farting and it's starting to smell. Hey. I never know where I'm gonna. Fuck, I don't know, bro. I cannot freestyle for shit.
I'm not gonna lie, Hawaii's like, the vibe is so crazy. I was talking to Jay about this, like, on our bike ride here. Actually, before we got on the bikes, I was telling him, like, I've been to, like, a few other places, but this place just feels, like, crazy relaxed. Like, I'm walking around, and, like, if you get to experience sleep, being awake, this is it. This is what it feels like.
It's because everyone's doing the same thing we're doing, bro.
When the fuck did you get so many Hawaiian clothes? Like, have these always been in your closet?
Yeah.
I know it's only our second night here, but this is like Mowgli's fourth or fifth pair of shorts. And they're like Hawaiian. And he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt right now. Is that even considered a Hawaiian shirt? I don't know. He's just pulling out all these Hawaiian clothes. I didn't even know you had them, bro.
This is the fit for tomorrow.
Okay. Bro, I'm bummed out I only brought one pair of pants.
Let's go back to the store right now.
And Jay got like two Jay shirts. One pair of pants, one pair of shoes. Fucking
won everything, bro.
Two shirts.
I brought five socks, though.
Dude, we're gonna be gone 5 days, and you brought two shirts.
Bro, I didn't think this through, bro. I saw you guys.
Did you pack a fucking washing machine and dryer with you too? Or
I actually thought this would have a washing and dryer machine.
Did you really?
I thought it would.
I think some of them do. It's not.
That's what I mean, bro. It's fucked up. It's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, hey, man. But this hotel is kind of cool because, like, not just anybody could get in. They actually need a. They need a card key to get up.
I feel like a lot of them are starting to get like that because they have a lot of like
homeless people.
Like people like come like up me? And just go all the way to the top and shit. Just fuck around and loiter and shit.
Huh. Yeah, like imagine if we told someone like that our room number was 1518. Like
1518 on what street?
I don't fucking know. In Hawaii, Honolulu, Waikiki, Apipi. So I'm looking out the window. And there's this chick. Oh, we're doing a podcast.
What the fuck is this fool doing?
A podcast. is there anything you want us to talk about?
What? Hi.
So there's this lady that's... Yeah.
The Late Club.
The Late Club.
What is it called? Late Club?
And the Maui Brewing.
I can't hear him.
Well, we just... All right, everyone. We're out in the balcony now. And this is where we're podcasting.
Oh, everyone's out here?
Oh, this is dope. So,
hey. Have you heard of Ligma?
don't, bro.
He's already laughing.
Have you heard of Ligma? The club? Ligma?
Ligma.
Wait, what? Is it lit? Ligma. Ligma balls. Say you asshole. Nah, but the club he said is legit.
Yeah, Maui Brewing. If you really want to have a good time, Maui Brewing.
Oh man, podcasting is amazing. Hey, we need to go downstairs.
Oh bro. Yeah, so
dude, I feel like we're talking to all of Hawaii right now.
Hey, yeah, hey guys, come out. Our the podcast is called Tomo Podcast. Are you drunk? Oh, okay.
Are you living life? Hell yeah, there you go. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Hawaii's very beautiful.
It's low-key cold.
LA. California.
Yeah, we're probably gonna go podcast outside.
He's asking if you smoke.
Hell oh, yeah.
Nah, we don't smoke, bro.
Nah.
Hell yeah, we get faded.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh! We're trying to go shark diving. Hey, how was it?
Oh yeah, what the...
It got canceled. Oh, all right, so the homie over here, he was gonna go shark diving, but it got canceled. He's on like two balconies away.
No one's even talking to this bitch anymore. We're talking to the shark homie. That's how it is.
Wow.
She's all excluded from the comment.
Yeah. So, anyways, how was that?
we're creating content.
We work for Brazzers Incorporated.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got if your sister's stuck in the dryer. We can help you out.
Or brother.
Or brother, yeah, brother works.
Dude, this girl across in the balcony has no fucking clue half the shit we're saying.
I know, bro. We're saying some weird shit.
Hey, oh shit. Oh shit, we're about to get in trouble.
Sorry that we're being too loud.
All these people up there too.
Oh, dang, hey!
I need a beat. I need a beat.
This girl's all
tense. Hey! Whoa!
Hey! Everybody, hey!
Like, people are weak because people are going to close the door. Like,
what? Right here.
Yeah, we smoke hella weed.
I fucking smoke crack, baby.
Hey, I'm fucking. Hey, I'm zooted right now. I hella toke on the sconte.
I popped 7 Zans before this podcast.
Hey,
bro.
Look, I just got out the bathroom. I hotboxed that shit by myself. And I ate Takis. Yeah.
Do we have what?
Yeah, we put fentanyl on it, though.
Shut the fuck up.
That's how I like them.
You know where I could get some boomers? Really?
You got Uber water?
Let's go to their hotel, bro.
Bro, let's go downstairs.
That sounds that lit.
On, on their couch, just chilling.
Don't do Xanax. It's bad for you.
Are you feeling it right now?
That's how Lil Peep died.
What?
Ew! Where are you at?
Yeah!
Who the fuck is that?
Hey, where are you?
Dude, Hawaii's fucking sick.
Bro. Hey!
What? I can't
hear you. We're filming a podcast.
Y'all are in the podcast.
Hey,
we're
on the podcast.
Hey.
The family
came out. Hey.
We are here. Hey.
Bro, where's our film this shit, bro?
Hey, the hell's running on me?
Hey, everyone's coming.
Hey,
even.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Even we're filming a podcast.
Even the MILF came out, bro. Watch you went back in. Damn. Everyone came.
Hey, sorry if someone's really trying to sleep and get some rest. My bad.
Hey, Tumble Podcast on Spotify and Apple.
Imagine all the fucking.
Someone said shut up.
All the married couples having sex right now in the hotels, and they're just hearing, Tumble Podcast! What's up? Nah, we don't even smoke or drink or anything.
So, yeah. Nah, we're bullshitting.
Hey, let's go swim to the other island.
Hey.
You ain't fucking down. Let's go right now. Let's go swim in the
pool. Hey, whoever's down, I got $100 who goes in the swimming pool right now.
I like blue sky.
I'm fucking cold, bro.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm fucking crazy.
This probably made no sense with no interaction from anyone else but ourselves just yelling.
Bro, I know. I can't even hear shit.
Hey, hopefully you could pick up on some of her fucking... She was talking all fucking low.
Why is it so lit out there, though?
Dude, everyone came onto the balcony. I mean, half the people that came out were probably just like, shut the fuck up. I think I heard someone say that.
Really?
I like the part where everyone just started going, hey.
Yeah.
None of us even recorded that shit, bro.
The shark guy is...
I know.
This shit is so... The shark guy lives on our level,
dude,
bro.
That shit...
I was like, when we were talking to this fool, I was like, I mean, we're just talking balcony to balcony. It's not like we're actually going to run into these people. And then I was like, wait, this guy's 2 doors down. And then we were like, wait, we did see this guy. We
saw that's that guy. Crazy.
Let's go knock on his door.
He's a... Wait, this one, the next one. So he'd be like...
He's
14?
Bro, he's been living in a hotel for 4 months. He told me he's been here for
4 months. Living?
Yeah, he said he's been here for 4 months.
That's crazy. All right, everyone. So thank you for listening to the podcast. It got kind of hectic. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Jay. And shout out to everyone in Hawaii. This was weird and funny at the same time. But signing out till next time.